Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. Take us on the go wherever you may be with that Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Fish Cakes, EB, and JP. Basking in the Capitals winning their final two games. Both of them nail biters.
Huge.
And they're in the playoffs. And they're telling Cakes, all right, schedule's not out for when they play playoffs because they're games tonight, regular season games tonight.
Right.
The Penguins
and
eliminated
tomorrow.
Have to play.
I know.
That's hilarious.
Well, they're playing
That brings a smile to me. Look at my face.
They're playing all their young kids.
Meaningless game.
They're so sour. They were all watching the game.
There's no chance Sid's playing tonight.
Scoreboard watching.
Zero chance.
Unless he can get some sort of milestone. Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, game's Thursday too.
Yeah, there's.
Here's the question I was asking Lurch, and I think he's probably right. But these goals that Ovi scores, they don't count against his his record chase.
They don't count for
no the regular
season. In the playoffs,
they don't.
No,
it's only a regular
just regular season goals. Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, this is from Capitals PR on Twitter. In the last two games of the regular season, Charlie Lindgren posted a record of 2-0-0 with a .50 goals against and a .977 save percentage.
Remind me who he was with before he joined.
I think he was with the Devils and maybe Montreal. I'd have to look at his entire stats.
And he was a backup for those teams as well?
Yeah, he's been a journeyman his entire career up until this point.
How is it possible? He just turns into an all-star.
Because they're just hot.
I know he's been hot all year.
He's going to go back to being doo-doo at some point.
Maybe. You're probably right.
Maybe not this year.
Because
but...
remember, Darcy was hot, right?
Yeah.
When he was with Colorado. Was it Colorado where they won
the
cup?
Yeah, with the Lanch.
And now he's terrible.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're up and down. It's a streaky thing. They're like kickers.
He actually wasn't with the Devils. He was with Montreal and St. Louis before arriving in Washington.
I mean, think about this. Before he got to Washington,
uh-huh.
I'm just doing the quick math, 17, 18, 24. He started 28 games in his career before he got to Washington. And now in the last 2 years, he started about 75. Think about that.
Yeah.
It's just an incredible story.
You know what it is? It's a Chucky glow up. Is that a glow up with the Capitals, which we love?
I'm looking at the all-time playoff goal leaders.
All right.
Gretzky's atop the list with 122 goals, played in 208 playoff games.
I mean,
they were pretty good. They were decent.
Games.
Ovi's only played in 147 playoff games. He has 72. He's 15th place. So he'll hopefully climb the list.
Add to it. Just keep adding.
But it appears separate.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to announce, I guess they announced the playoff schedule. I don't know if that's after tonight's games or maybe they
I'd imagine you got to wait till after the whole regular season.
After Thursday's games?
Yeah, you I might mean, do the games on Wednesday and Thursday potentially affect
matter?
Some seedings?
No idea. Probably.
I mean, we know that the Caps are playing the Rangers, but maybe some of the Western Conference playoffs seedings are affected by what happens in the last two games.
It looks like they're all Western Conference games on Thursday. So you might be right.
I'd guess that they'd wait until then.
It's going to be Saturday or Sunday.
Now, in terms of the couple guys that are injured, are they going to be at full strength?
You're talking about like Rasmus Sandin?
Some of those guys, yeah, that
couldn't
play last night.
I heard
night.
He was skating, so he might be close to returning.
Uh-huh.
Jensen missed the last two games after going into the boards in the Tampa game.
Doesn't sound like that's too serious.
I would assume he'll be back because he left the arena, like he was walking out of the arena. That
didn't
night.
Go to the hospital.
No. So
just want him to be at full strength.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Wasn't it awesome when, I can't remember exactly how many seconds, roughly 13 seconds were left in the game,
yeah.
And it dawned on Ovi that they were winning, and he just had that little wry smile.
Yeah.
The camera went to Ovi,
grin.
And
then I
and
saw
he gave
him,
somebody a pound.
He gave somebody a pound.
It was about
I was like,
7 seconds left.
I was like, I wish you wouldn't do it. There's still
were still worried.
There's still ticks left. I was kind of counting the chickens with
yeah,
Ovi,
but the faceoff was on the other side.
Even a tie
was
fine.
Out of the zone.
But even a tie was fine.
For
right?
The Caps?
Yes.
Well, that wouldn't have clinched. They would have had to have teams help them at uh-huh. that point. A tie would not have clinched it for the Caps.
Okay.
The Capitals made their Twitter profile picture that Ovechkin smirk.
Yeah.
Right.
No, you mean a tie. You mean
going
into overtime.
Like, overtime.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, they would have won. They have to win.
The Caps, any win last night in any form, advanced them.
Right. But I was under the impression because they kept saying the Flyers would be eliminated. The ties doesn't help them.
Yeah,
but
the Flyers would have been eliminated.
For sure.
Yeah.
And so I just assumed, we would be good then with a tie.
But if the Caps had an overtime loss, mm-hmm. so let's say
right. It
gets tied up in the last 7 seconds
mm-hmm.
and they
forbid.
Lose in overtime, well, then all of a sudden the Penguins are playing for something.
Right,
tonight.
Exactly.
But now the Penguins are playing for nothing.
Playing for Zeppi, which I love. It's fantastic.
Hmm. Well, I'm ready for it.
Man, playoff hockey's so cool.
You didn't wear your jersey.
I forgot.
Spaced it.
Yeah.
You wore your Wizards pullover.
No, is it Wizards? I thought it was Monumental.
No, that's Wizards. And by the way, it's a little dirty. You need to put some bleach.
White is impossible to keep
white
clean.
White is hard.
Good luck keeping white clothes clean. Or shoes for that matter.
Dude, I got coffee stain all over my white Maris sweatshirt over the weekend.
Nightmare. Shocker. Better
now,
spilled coffee.
Coffee comes out. It's not like wine. But yeah, still.
You gotta pour some like Dawn dishwashing liquid
on it. I agree.
I
washed my whites with the old Clorox bleach, but it becomes off-white pretty fast.
Yeah. Plus, it's getting a little...
It's raggedy.
Yeah.
You get those little tags on them.
Like frayed.
I don't know. Whatever you call that. You need a brush.
What are you
going
to do?
He doesn't have the luxury of, like, Will Dawkins, the GM. He can just go get a fresh one anytime he
right.
wants. JP's got to wear the same one. It's the same as us.
It's probably right. just lasting this season. I've had it. For
you haven't had it that
seven
long.
Or 8 months.
That's it. Yeah.
Have we even had it? Probably not even that long.
Well, the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Let's go to. Is it Tony?
Yeah, we're the Caps fans, by the way.
Tony, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
We're good. What's up?
We're happy.
Well, it looks like this is going to be a family affair for Chucky because his brother plays for the Rangers.
Ooh. Oh, does he?
What does his brother do?
Ryan Lindgren. Defenseman.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh.
And also, you guys were talking about, you know, goaltenders being up and down, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you look back to the Islanders during their dynasty days, Billy Smith was a very average goaltender until April 15th. Then he turned into a monster, and he was just unbelievable. So anything can happen, and that's why it's true. This is the toughest sports championship to win in the world, seriously.
Well, it does happen in other sports. I just remember kind of the iconic one is Mark Lemke, right? He would always get kind of hot in the playoffs, right? Remember that, Jason?
Right.
He had moments.
Yeah, second baseman for the Braves.
Yeah, there are guys that would do it. I mean, hell, I feel like Jim Plunkett would get hot.
He was my guy
in the playoffs.
I love me some Jim Plunkett.
I mean, there are guys, that do that kind of thing.
That's such an old name.
The only thing I'm worried
about. Well, I mean, to go a little more modern.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler for the Miami Heat, they call him Playoff Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
He turns it up in the playoffs.
For sure. But he's already a great player. I was thinking of more of like sort of journeyman, but Jimmy Butler is an elite player.
Oh, you mean journeyman like Chucky Lindgren?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Up until he stopped with the Caps.
But here's what scares me. Again, we talked about it yesterday. Grubauer was the Lindgren of 2018 for two, you know.
Sure.
And then it just wasn't working, and they had to go to Holtby as a last resort, and Holtby went on that run.
Yeah,
you never know what's going to happen.
True, but I don't see Darcy Kemper making any starts.
What if Lindgren bombs?
If he completely flops in the first two games in New York.
Yeah, what if the moment's too big for him?
If he allows nine goals in the first two games.
What if the moment's too big?
It's possible.
I'm finding it highly unlikely that Kemper sees any time.
I think he's on such a roll that it'll be very difficult for him to just bomb out. He's just on a roll.
I think you're right.
And he's fared very well against the Rangers. We went through this earlier. They played the Rangers four times. Home team won every game.
Mm-hmm.
Lindgren played three of those. In the three Lindgren games, they won 4-0. That was December 9th. They lost 3-2 January 13th. They won 3-2. And then they lost 2-1 in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave up three goals in three games against the Rangers.
Pretty much all three. Yeah, they're all tight games besides the one that Darcy started.
I hope the Caps send Coach Laviolette straight back to Beer Can Alley, spot in Florida. And then he's fishing off of his boat in 2 weeks.
Let's go to Ted in Arlington. Hey, Ted.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Couple of things. Like, you got all these guys from Hershey that we've never even heard of that stepped up. That is amazing. And they won the Calder Cup. So these guys are hot.
Yeah.
And the other thing is Chucky is the new Bobrovsky. Last year, Florida took it to Boston after squeaking into the playoffs with the hot goalie and team on the rise. So maybe we got the same thing here.
That's very possible. Very possible.
Is it possible
I think
this is very unlikely because I heard them talking about it. I can't remember if it was – I think it might have been on the alt cast that I was watching on Monumental 2.
Mm-hmm.
But they were talking about Ryan Leonard, the stud who they drafted, who was playing in the Frozen Four.
Mm-hmm. Could they bring him up?
Yeah, I mean, there's that possibility. But I think they were speculating. They don't know what Ryan Leonard's going to decide, that he was going to come back for another year of college.
Oh, really?
Ooh. How old is he? 19, you said?
I believe he's 19. Is he getting a ton of NIL money? Do college hockey guys get NIL money?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure they do. I mean, the big schools.
I mean, women softball players get NIL.
Yeah, but it's significant NIL.
Well,
really?
What's significant? Millions or?
Oh, 20,000, 50,000?
I know a kid that's going to get 400 grand.
That's
softball?
Pretty good.
In softball?
Now, that's over 4 years.
So it's 100 grand a year?
Basically.
That's substantial.
That's good. So she played for like one of powerhouse? Did she play for like Texas or something? Like, I don't even know.
No, she's still in high school.
Where's she going?
Northwestern.
Are they a powerhouse? How's she getting 400 grand?
Because she's a top 10 prospect and she's legit.
Northwestern's got deep NIL money.
They got good collectives, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yep.
Let's go to Johnny in Fredericksburg. Johnny, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Yeah. Hey.
Not much. Just want to talk about the game last night and just the Cap season in general. Really excited. I want to say that they I've been a big fan just particularly this year just because I felt this team has overcome a lot. I've been watching them since, like, 99, and I really like Spencer Carberry. The dude's great. I love him when he's on all the time. And I'm actually really excited for the Rangers. I don't think it's as much as one-sided as you guys are talking about. I feel like we match up pretty well against them. Now, if this was another team, like a younger team that was faster, I would have more concern. But I feel like Boston, the Rangers, and Tampa, we match up good against those guys.
Hmm. Hope you're right.
I like your confidence.
I mean, based
I'm
on
buy
the,
into your confidence,
based
sir.
On the regular season results, he's right. I mean, they split. There were 3 out of 4 were tight games. So, you know, anything can happen.
I think
we saw it happen last
year. Division opponent.
They know each other very well.
He's going to know them well.
By the way, Ryan Leonard is done. The Frozen Four is over.
Mm-hmm.
He played for Boston College.
Denver won it.
They lost to Denver. Ryan Leonard fired 8 shots on goal, but they obviously did not score as they lost 2-0 in the men's hockey championship
mm-hmm.
in St. Paul, Minnesota. So I don't know that it's likely. I do think it's still in play. If you think that's a stud, could add some firepower to the lineup.
Yeah, but I find that maybe he'll be.
Why
called
they
up,
called like, up guys I, yesterday? I forget one of the guys, the defenseman. It was like his second game with second NHL game.
Dylan McElrath,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah, but he's probably played professionally. I still feel like
Who, by the way,
professionally
assist,
is another
he assisted
level.
On Ovi's goal.
Right,
made an impact.
All I know is I'm going into this with just like I did the whole season, muted expectations. I think that's the way to go.
I'm just going in. It's a complete free roll. Nobody yes. expected the Capitals to be here. Nobody. Nobody thought that they would make the playoffs.
I'm not predicting a win. I think it's going to be a close, tight series. And I'm just kind of basing that on the regular season.
Because they went 2-2.
They went 2-2. And hey, please, Chucky's hot.
Please get more bonus money. And please bet it on the Rangers. And
I'm working
it.
On it.
And please lose it all.
I'm working on
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
All right, let's go to Frank, Maryland. Frank, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys I love you. You all are fantastic.
Thank you, Frank.
I started really listening to you guys this year, and I'm hooked. I got to tape you guys every morning, catch up with the show every day. But you all wanted people to call in about the Caps. In general, and I've been a fan since 74 and used to watch them when they were butt terrible, but I'm a huge hockey fan, me and my son, Casey, and just want to say to the Caps, nobody ever wants to really give us a shot, and we just keep finding a way every year in and out here, you know, especially in the last 20 years or even in between when we had Bonder and Locker and players before that to really step up and show the country that, you know, we're for real. So I just wanted to call and let everybody know.
So
that.
So you think they got a legit shot here? Whole new season. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I am big time ready with Cakes being such a diehard that he is and knowing his true Cap way, you know, having his belief in the team. We definitely have a shot. I mean, we are, you know, a scrappy team that's just pulling together. Right now we're hot, and it's possible. Anybody can take this thing.
Gotcha. All
hope
right.
Hope you're right, Frank. Frank's a Caps OG. He goes back to the early 70s with the Caps. Love it.
Thank you.
Love that.
Hey, I went to a Save the Caps rally at Cap Center with the Allville family.
Yeah.
I don't know
Caps
how old
are about
we were.
To leave.
Probably 9 or 10
Abe,
years old.
Abe Poland wanted some more tax breaks. He's threatening to leave. And you know what? He got his way. They stayed.
Summer of 82, apparently, is when the Caps were saved. So we were 11, 12 years old.
Did I go to that, or did just JP go?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. For I'm some sure reason, I remember going. Sure and I don't think I had ever been to a hockey game in my life at that point.
How about there's nothing
I feel like I
might have
been there, too. It's possible.
Nothing I remember that happened in 1982.
Hmm.
Nothing I remember personally that happened to me. In when I was 12 years old.
No, I remember stuff from when I was
a kid.
You
have to remember some
you
things.
Some childhood memories.
You don't have any memory of like sixth grade?
I'm not saying I don't have any memories.
That's just a random one.
Just to zero in on 1982. I can't remember anything from when I was 12 years old.
I would remember. Okay. All right.
Maybe
I'm semantics.
Weird.
I don't have childhood memories.
800-636-1067 is the number. We will be talking more Caps hockey throughout the show. Still don't know when they're going to play in the playoffs, but they are in the playoffs. That's the big deal. Coming up next, the draft is now just 8 days away. So maybe you have some fatigue, but it is next Thursday.
Yep.
We will know who's going to be playing quarterback for the Washington Commanders. Will it be Jaden Daniels? Will it be Drake May? Coming up next, we'll hear what Dan Orlovsky says about Drake May. And would you as a fan be patient playing the waiting game with him? Welcome back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. A little respite from our draft talk, but we're going to get back into it now. 8 days to go. Obviously, there are a lot of needs for this Commanders team. They had almost 30 prospects out at Topgolf last night interviewing these guys, but the focus is on the quarterback, and more analysts are looking at the film. It does seem like Jaden Daniels' stock is actually rising, if that's possible. I saw one of the analysts say he's got him ranked over Caleb Williams. But Drake May is a very polarizing prospect. Some people absolutely love him. Some think he's a bit of a project. Here's what Dan Orlovsky said about Drake May yesterday.
Drake May, so much about his game that I love, so much about his game that reminds me of Jordan Love. And that's why I've sat since this process started and said, you know what, after watching the tape, he needs that Jordan Love treatment to wait 2 years and mechanically get built up. There's so much talent in his game, but, and this is why I say so many of the misses or the flaws or weaknesses are mechanically tied. Okay, he's running sprint right. We're just trying to get an easy completion of that wide receiver. He's running his body full speed this way and fading backwards and throwing off of the wrong foot, and he skips a little hitch throw. Everyone goes, this guy stinks. That's mechanically so easy to fix. I remember watching the same stuff with Jordan Love's college tape. It's just bad mechanics. See how his body's falling away and back? You know, easily a good quarterback coach fixes that, okay? But everyone sits there and goes, this guy misses these throws. I understand that, but those are gonna be fixed at the NFL level, okay? One of the other things that I think has to get attacked is he too often plays way too fast. Now, I think that's part of the college offense, and it forces misses, okay? Now, this is what I'm talking about here. He's throwing a 5-yard shallow cross to the middle of the field. He misses it high and outside on that receiver, okay? Now, this is what I say playing too fast. He's going to catch the ball, and he's already set the throw. Now, I've talked about his mechanics. He's standing straight up. You're not going to play football in the NFL at that position, standing straight up constantly, okay? Now, Drake has already gotten to the second progression of this play. These receivers aren't remotely close to being ready for the football. But with good coaching, with distinct good coaching, very fixable.
I mean, it's kind of encouraging, but the problem is if you draft somebody at number two, you really want that guy to play like in his rookie season, not week one.
In a perfect world, a guy could sit for 1 or 2 years.
Right.
You know, like Aaron Rodgers did. But that world has changed in the NFL. And if you start, first of all, if you start Marcus Mariota, you've got literally zero chance of making the playoffs.
Right.
Okay. And number two, he's probably going to play anyway because Mariota's either going to play poorly and get benched or he's going to get hurt. So unless you're going to just throw Jeff Driskel in there as your backup.
But what if you did play Mariota until it just became untenable or he got hurt?
That's possible. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
That could be in the plans.
So that's what I'm saying. So you can't just sit Drake May for a year or two. He's going to end up playing either way.
Yeah, but it's a lot different.
Or Daniels.
It's a lot different, though, than going in thinking whoever we draft has to start week one. You know? That's a different mentality.
He doesn't have to start week one.
Yeah, that's a different mentality.
I'm just saying there's no way that Mariota is going to play in a full season.
I wonder if people are on board, though, if it was a Jordan Love plan. Adam Peters' job is to turn the franchise around, not necessarily to win in year one. It's different than Dan Quinn. That's why some people want a GM separate from the coach.
which is that's the rational way to do it.
Right.
Correct
so
way to do
Adam
it.
Peters, we don't know this, may think, hey, Dan Orlovsky may be right, but the elite throws, Drake May's better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think PFF says, statistically, Drake May had the most big-time throws of all the top prospects. So they may think, you know, the 20-yard down and out, Drake May's better than that, than Jaden Daniels. The long bomb, even though everybody says Jaden Daniels is a good deep passer, Drake May is better than that. They may be wowed by some of the things that he did on his pro day and just generally from watching the film. But they may acknowledge that he needs that Jordan Love treatment for a year or two. Are fans willing to wait on that? I put it up as the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth. Love throughout the DMV, and I want your answer. So Green Bay sat Jordan Love for two seasons before he took over as the Packers starter. If the Commanders had to do the same thing with Drake May, would you still be on board with drafting him?
All right, well, hold on.
So I'm telling you, he's going to sit for two seasons.
Hold on, there's a huge difference there. Jordan Love was sitting behind Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
He's going to Hall of Fame.
But just work with me on the hypothetical.
On the hypothetical.
So right now, you know, they're going to develop him for 2 years, and he's not taking over as the full-time starter until year three. But I'm going to give you Jordan Love's production from year three.
So Drake May is going to
in year three, when he becomes a starter, is going to give you Jordan Love type production.
Well, hold on a
which
second.
Was one of the best quarterbacks.
I understand
in the
hypothetical,
year.
But it's very difficult to answer because who's the starting quarterback for those 2 years when he's sitting?
Well, I guess
this year it's Marcus Mariota.
The idea would be that you're just kind of sacrificing these 2 years, that you don't care.
That's going to be tough for Dan.
So it could be anybody. It could be you.
So I don't think fans are willing to just sit for 2 years and watch a, you know,
why they,
struggling.
They are with the Wizards. Well, they are with the Nats.
Well, what about 1 year? What about 1 year?
I don't know if they are.
1 year is much more palatable than 2 years.
If he's the better player long term, are you willing to have your number two draft pick sit? Dan Orlovsky says he needs that. 800-636-1067.
Do you want to see, as a Commanders fan, Eric, do you want to see whoever they, if it's Drake May, sit for 2 years and play behind Marcus Mariota and Jeff Driskel for two years?
No, I mean, obviously in a perfect world, I don't. But if you gave me JP's hypothetical and you said, listen, if this kid sits for a year and a half, 2 years, and then you're going to have, say, Justin Herbert-like production, I would take it.
I just have a hard time believing that Dan Quinn is going to be okay.
You told me I would solve the quarterback
solution. If you could predict the future and he says, this is Justin Herbert in year three, different story.
But that's where Dan Quinn's going to be at odds with Peters. And like, Dan Quinn doesn't have 2 years of just goodwill built up to go, you know, out and win 5 games 1 year and 7 games the next year in his first 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't want to do that. He's coming in for his second chance. This is like his vindication tour after he was
let go
by Atlanta.
But this is kind of the same scenario Ron was in. Ron was perfectly willing to punt the first year until they found a way to backdoor their way into the playoffs.
But we talked about this at the end of the season. You know, some EB would argue it's the worst roster he'd ever seen, right? So they're filling all these holes.
I've never seen anything.
They're filling all these holes. But a lot of these guys aren't even long-term.
Right.
You know, Bobby Wagner's not going to be here 5 years
deals.
From now,
right?
So they brought in guys to basically
fill the gap,
fill spots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Nobody over there
so
is going to tell you.
If you're
a lot
thinking,
of 1 year guys.
If you're thinking this is a long term rebuild,
that's what they're
sure.
Thinking.
Dan Quinn wants to win as many games in year one and year two, but I'm going to answer the question. I would say yes if I believe Drake May is better than Jaden Daniels long term. But I got to suck it up for 2 years and have him sit to develop. But I'm going to get
what
a Jordan Love production.
Year?
Jordan Love in year three, and I understand he was sitting behind Aaron Rodgers, second in the NFL in touchdowns with 32. QBR 62.1 ninth. And you know what? Yes, the second playoff game wasn't that good, but overall in the playoffs, 5 touchdowns, 2 picks, quarterback rating 108. You take that.
The 2 years is a deal breaker for me. If you tell me Drake May is going to be Justin Herbert version 2.0 after sitting for 1 year, and by the way, if you have a really good quarterback support system, which it looks like they do on that offensive staff, I don't think it would take 2 years to teach him all these mechanics that he apparently has wrong with his game right now. I would think the learning curve would be shorter.
Why don't you change your hypothetical to 1 year?
Okay.
Just to 1 year.
Would you be
Are
willing
you willing to wait 1 year?
Sure.
But JP,
if you're telling me you think he's the best quarterback, sure.
But number two picks don't sit for 2 years.
So say 1 year.
That's a
I know
real
they don't.
1 year's a little, again, 1 year's a little different, yeah. But to compare him to Jordan Love, it's a very difficult
they don't even
comparison.
Sit for 1 year for the most part. Now Love did.
I know, but who cares? Like, we got to get outside this whole thinking that, well, just because the rest of the league doesn't do it doesn't mean it can't be done. The guys are paid very little. I understand you want control and you want to win on a cheap contract in a perfect world. But if you sit him for a year and then you're convinced in 12 months after all of this professional coaching and tutelage that he's going to be a markedly different player and it's going to set him right for 10 years, mm-hmm. I think it's worth it to wait
sure.
1 year.
I would be fine with that if there was a better established starting quarterback in front of him.
But why? Because they're not, nobody
that
in
doesn't
that
affect
building,
his development.
Nobody because in Marcus, that building cares, honestly,
this is
what
why.
They do this year.
This is why.
Right.
Because Marcus Mariota, you're not going to be able to sit May for 17 games behind Mariota. He's going to have to play.
Why? Well,
unless you're resolute with your plan.
You play another guy. If you're resolute with your plan, then sure, play Lurk Cates.
Yeah, you play
So play Jeff Driscoll.
Yes. Yeah,
pick up somebody else.
Pick up Josh Johnson off the streets.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're not going to do that.
Why not?
Because they're not going into this season going, we're just going to punt the year and start a third stringer, if that's possible.
They do it in other sports all the time.
So NFL's different, though.
So if
because
you
there's not as much security for the coaching staff.
If you believe Dan Orlovsky is right,
I think this
that's just his
security.
Opinion. Others may believe Drake May is ready. You're not willing situation.
He always is Mr. Practical. Yeah. He just doesn't see a scenario.
Here's the reality. The difference
I'm willing to do it for a month or so. But for a full season, you don't want to see Marcus Mariota as your team starting for a full year.
But I don't. But if it tells,
but
if it sets me up for success for 5 years, I'm fine with it.
I think he could still get better even if he plays.
Of course, it's possible.
He could.
Here's why
and
Orlovsky.
I like the guy.
Here's
sitting.
Why Orlovsky and others have been saying this. The real difference between Jaden Daniels and Drake May. Sure, there's a difference in athleticism, size, all those different things. Is you got 5 years of college football starts for Jaden Daniels.
Right. Well, one was a COVID year, but.
Okay. But still,
but
5 years
still
of college
practicing.
Football. Drake May had three.
Barely.
So, right, barely three. But I'm just saying 3 years of college football versus 5 years of college football. A lot of people think Drake May needs more football to get up to speed.
And Drake May missed his senior year in high school because of COVID.
Correct. So it's just an experience thing. And so guys like Orlovsky are saying, hey, this guy's unbelievable in terms of talent, but we got to polish it.
For the sake of the segment, right? And the bit, if you're saying, all right, in year three, he's going to be a superstar if he sits. Of course, you would take that if you could predict the world, but you can't. And you do not want you don't want Marcus Mariota starting for 17 weeks.
Right. I'm sorry. You're hung up on Mariota.
That just improves your draft stock.
You just don't.
In my opinion.
I know, but
what if it was Jimmy Garoppolo? Instead of Mariota.
He's better.
It was Jimmy G.
Yeah. But they're
so
not stuck
because
Mariota.
You have chances to win games there.
I know, but their goal is not to squeak into the playoffs this year.
Their goal is to make the playoffs.
No. Their goal is to build a foundation.
Correct.
To make repeated runs.
I get that, but I guarantee you their goal is to make the playoffs.
That's
they
true,
want to make the playoffs.
Sit, not if necessarily.
If they sit the number two pick, then their first goal is
it's
not to
it's a competitive
make the playoffs.
Coaching staff with a competitive front office. They want to put the best team possible out there and try and make the playoffs.
But they don't want to do it at the downside expense of ruining the future.
Like true, they may not feel like they are ruining the future if they start the kid.
That's also true.
They may feel like playing and starting against NFL talent is also developing him.
All right, you can vote on our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day at Junks Radio. We'll come back, take your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Are you willing to be patient and have a guy like Drake May sit for a season or possibly two if it is the best long-term play?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We played the clip of Dan Orlovsky, ESPN analyst, former NFL quarterback, who says, loves Drake May's talent, but has to work on some things mechanically and thinks he needs the Jordan Love treatment. Somebody tweeted us and said, Patrick Mahomes is more realistic. Sat 1 year behind Alex Smith. So yeah, would like you be willing better. To have the number two pick in the draft sit for a year if he's going to become a really good pro? Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. A bunch of people want to weigh in.
I will say I am willing. And it can be Jeff Driskel, and it can be all these other losers.
Yeah, it could be anybody. Who cares?
Shouldn't really matter. I know Jason's hung up on it's Mariota, but whoever you think, like, I threw out Jimmy G because you kind of like
not,
Jimmy
G. But hold
G.
on. It's not Jimmy G. It's... You got to base it. I know. If you're throwing out the question, you got to base it on their roster.
Jace is coming at through the coaching lens.
The quarterback is not Jimmy G. It's Marcus Mariota.
I know, and the only reason why Jason is saying that, though, is because historically these guys sit behind more established quarterbacks. But that doesn't mean, though, that it can't be a bum. That you can't sit behind
a bum. I understand, but
I
don't see fans willing to do that.
And right now, you're right.
To watch it. And by the way, from a coaching staff, there's no chance you're bringing in Austin Eckler because you're punting this for a year because you're punting the season.
You're not punting the season, but this is not the goal.
You're punting the season if you're starting Marcus Mariota, I believe.
All right. Well,
if Marcus Mariota is going to
hung up on Mariota.
Well, it's your question.
Mariota wasn't part of the question.
The question is, do you want May to sit behind another quarterback and develop like Jordan Love?
No,
Aaron Rodgers isn't here, so you have to establish the fact that Marcus Mariota would be your plan B.
Okay, 64% right now on the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day are with you. However, the question really has nothing to do with Marcus Mariota. It's, are you willing to endure the number two pick sitting? Doesn't matter who he's behind.
Right.
If you're going to get the end result of him becoming a really good player.
I can't endure it for 2 years.
And I'm trying to answer your question. If you're sitting behind a more established quarterback, then yes, maybe. But there's no way fans want to go out and see another four-win season just hoping that Drake May becomes a superstar in year two or three.
I think they'd be willing to do it for a year.
1 year is workable.
I don't know.
Multiple
I'd be surprised.
That is a non-starter for me.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right, let's go Stefan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, man.
What's up?
I just kind of look at it with the caveat of if we're going to do that, and let's say it's a 50% chance that May becomes his top selling compared to Daniels having a 30 or 40% chance of reaching his top selling and starting immediately, I would have to go Daniels. I'm just scared with May because we just had a UNC quarterback who had, you know, the strong arm and all this athletic talent, but couldn't get past the
way smaller. In the end, he wasn't regarded as high as Drake May,
but he still had the poor coaching that Drake May received. And so we're still going to have to develop over that. And he didn't do it after sitting for a year.
I don't know if he had the exact same coaching.
I don't know if it's poor. Well, the coordinator left. I do know that.
How long was Christensen with May?
Those issues.
I don't think they're the same. I don't think the offensive coordinator was the same when Howell was there. I mean, obviously the head coach was.
But it's still concerning if he's not technically sound after 3 years and still doing some of the things that you would need him to do to come in. And if you put him in at the pro level too quick, he's not going to be able to recover. He's going to continue to kind of fall on those bad habits.
Well, how do you know he didn't get better from his freshman year to his junior year?
If you look at his stats, he didn't.
You got to throw the stats out the window.
Yeah, but I saw the coach.
I saw
Mac Brown say actually he was better this most recent year.
Plus, he lost
Clyde
his
Christensen
top for a big chunk of the season.
People get hung up on the stats.
Clyde Christensen was Peyton Manning's coach, was Tom Brady's coach, and coached Drake May last season.
Right.
He did not coach Sam Howell. He coached Drake May for 1 year. That's a guy who has years and years of pro experience.
So that coordinator who you're talking about, Christensen,
He was just an offensive analyst, apparently, is title.
Yeah, he would actually say he didn't coach. He coached in the offseason. I listened to the interview.
Yeah, but he obviously had some influence.
Sure.
For sure.
So that's different than the coordinator they had in May's sophomore year, technically.
All right, and different than Sam Howell's coaching.
Correct.
Let's go to Kendall. Kendall, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Kendall?
Hey, JP, this is your question, right?
Yes.
So this question, so you want us to answer the question in a bubble as if there are no other factors that are there, right?
I mean, you can choose to answer however you want. It's based on what Dan Orlovsky said. Dan Orlovsky said he believes Drake May needs the Jordan Love treatment. My question is, if you know you're going to get the Jordan Love results, are you willing to endure the Jordan Love pain, for lack of a better word, of him sitting for a couple of seasons?
I'm sorry. I just want to throw this in again. But Dan Orlovsky did not say, when he was talking about Jordan Love, that Jordan Love had the privilege of sitting behind a Hall of Fame quarterback who was still playing very well. All right.
That's
so Drake May would not have that privilege.
No.
So you have to throw that
in. All right. Well, what about, hold on. Who did Steve McNair sit behind?
Chris Chandler, I believe.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, he was solid. Chandler. He was solid at moments.
Chandler was good.
I mean,
yeah.
He was a veteran NFL quarterback.
All right, go ahead. Answer the question.
So my question, to answer the question is, if I knew that he was going to be Jordan Love style quarterback or type of quarterback, or he's going to be a great quarterback, would I be willing? Yes. But that's not a realistic answer, because that's no way I would do it, because there's a better quarterback out there. I don't have to do that. Why would I do it if there's a better quarterback? We're not in that position, number one. And in harmony with what Jason is saying, he would be playing behind Mariota. He's going to be out. We're not going to be able to develop him because he's going to be playing, because Mariota can't play. So it's not a realistic question for us as an organization, because it just doesn't make sense for us. Jaden Daniels makes sense for us because he's better now, and he more likely will be better in the future. So there's really no need to look at me.
And by the way, thank you for the call. It would take a ton of restraint by not only Quinn, but all of the coaching staff, if Mariota goes out and bombs it for a month, for them not to turn to Drake May. Like, if Drake May is sitting there and he's an option and he's active and he's dressed, like, how are you not going to toss him the keys if Mariota just
Well, that's
sucks?
What I was saying. I mean, you have
to be really committed to your plan.
I don't have a problem with Drake May sitting behind whoever it is. For this particular example, it's Mariota, for a month or 6 weeks, or just kind of taking it all in, right?
Right.
But as a fan, do you want to see Mariota out there struggling? You're also hurting the development of some of your younger players, too, mm-hmm. if you're throwing Mariota out there.
If you believe he struggled, like, obviously they have some faith in Marcus Mariota.
Two seasons ago, Marcus Mariota
started a bunch of games, and ultimately he got supplanted by Desmond Ridder. Yeah. But he wasn't the world's worst quarterback.
He's not good. Look at his completion percentage. He's just not good.
I know, but I think their opinion of him is higher than yours. That's for sure.
Well, then
maybe. They also might think he's just going to be good for May in the locker room and in training camp.
Or Daniels.
Or Daniels, correct.
Or J.J. McCarthy.
Penix. I mean, any of the guys on the visit currently that were shanking the ball at Topgolf yesterday.
Still haven't gotten any pictures from Topgolf.
That tells me,
that
leads me to believe that it
they
was
shut it
that
down.
They just ran
All right,
the
coming up
out.
Next, yeah. We'll talk to Chris Russell. I believe he's a Drake May guy. He's going against a curve. I think most people want the Commanders to take Jaden Daniels. I believe our guy Rooster, Chris Russell, is a Drake May guy. We'll get his opinion next here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.